Bahn. Get it? Get it? It's like hip-hop sad trombone.
Oh, are you doing that by the way you're tapping on that?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome everybody.
Angela's Awesome Podcast.
And we're already into the sound effects, people.
Hey,
TGIF.
There was not one sound effect last week.
What?
Not one. I deleted the whole track. Just so everyone knows, it's 9:50 a.m.
It's 9:50 a.m. on TGIF Fun Friday here in Haley, Idaho.
And I did not get up and go to a workout at 7 a.m. this morning.
Nope, he just got up. This should be an interesting podcast. You guys are in for a real treat.
Welcome, everyone. Dogs are going crazy because they haven't been walked yet.
So I'm Angela Freeman, and I'm here with my good friend,
Angela.
Henna. My good friend, Henno, who slept in. Woo! Hey. I hope you guys get a chance to sleep in sometimes. There's really nothing better, is there?
No, there really isn't.
Except for the only thing that's better is getting up early and like getting all this stuff done before everybody gets out of bed.
I know, I do love that too. I do love that too. But like today, I'm in the groove.
Yeah, you know, get it all done.
Actually, the reason I'm in the groove today, and I have been this week, is because of last week's Baby Steps episode.
Oh.
Because I've actually been doing some Baby Steps this week.
Yay!
And a lot of it's just with my...
That.
Yeah, it's actually mostly, not necessarily with anything health related, but we're going to kind of touch on this
Perfect segue.
Yeah, if you see the amp, my gear actually been out and being used.
Excellent.
I've been getting up and doing stuff, putting stuff away, this and that, little things. And it makes me feel better.
Good. And it know what? It is baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah. And so, you know,
good for you.
The downside of it kind of has been, I mean, you do kind of have to prioritize. So,
you do have to prioritize.
So something gets done, something doesn't get done, whatever. But like, there's just been days where like Sharon's come home and she's just been like, oh, we need dog food. Got it. Oh, but got it. Are they fed? Yep. Already fed. As I'm lying on the couch with the iPad, now having my time.
Okay, I like it.
But it felt good because I didn't come home and do that. I went and did the other things first.
Yeah. So, you knew that you weren't going to be doing it all day.
Yeah.
So we're here today podcasting because we feel passionately about sharing with you tips to be more awesome, to feel better about yourself in the body that you're in with the food you're eating.
Yep.
And I am a personal trainer up here in Ketchum, Idaho, which is right by Haley, where Henno lives, and an eating psychology coach, and almost a yoga teacher.
Tick tock.
I think by the time we podcast next time or two podcasts from now, I will come in here and be like, and I'm also a yoga teacher. Oh, but talk about baby steps. Like I just keep getting overwhelmed with, I got to do all these things. And then I'm like, okay, one thing, pick one thing and do it today. Pick one thing and do it tomorrow.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That really is it.
Just get it started. Don't look at the whole big picture because if you slow, and I did the other thing that helped me, and I was talking about this with our friend Jeannie Keel, who is a realtor up here. If you guys need some real estate, our friend Jeannie Keel that listens to this podcast and that we love, that works for Sotheby's. She's awesome, people. Anyway, she and I were talking about, like, sometimes when we have all these things floating around, like, we got to do this and that, and they're kind of in our head and out in the universe, and then sometimes it's really helpful to just make a list. Like, this is what needs to be done. Not to, like, check everything off and make the list happen faster, but just so that you can then just be like, you can kind of clear your head. You don't have all that. You don't have to be like, I got to remember that. Oh, I got to remember that. So I made a list of this is the last five things I need to do for yoga. And I've slowly been just checking off the list.
I mean slowly.
And we talked about that. So you guys, for this today's show, Henno had a good question that we're going to have a little discussion about. So it's kind of a two topic podcast today. And then we're going to talk about some spring cleaning. So, so let's start with you, Henno.
Okay. Oh, just real quick, I just want to say thank you for some of our new listeners.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
We've had
new
some
listeners.
Great feedback. Sean, Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast.
Thank you, Sean.
I had a great one, and I'm going to get these guys, we're going to do some cross-pollination with these guys for sure, too. Guys and gal, they're from Canada, and they have a podcast called Fifth Cast.
Now, did you just insult them?
No.
Okay, just checking.
We all call it Canada.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just making sure we're trying to cross-pollinate. We want to make sure we're not throwing darts and daggers.
Yeah, no, okay. Not at all. So they're... It's spelled FYF cast, and it was so funny on their podcast this week. Yeah, Fifth. I didn't know if it was Fife or what do I know? Anyhow, they're also a pop culture podcast, and one of them this week basically said you can't argue that big isn't healthy. And I was like, I can
bring it on. Let's have a discussion.
Was awesome.
Oh,
because I was like, wow,
here,
have a softball. Whing. But it was great because seriously, I was like, whack. Here, check out HaysCommunity.org.
I love it.
But it was so cool. Was that funny? I was like,
awesome. You're awesome.
Because they were honestly talking about, not eating well and blah, 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 and this and that. And so, but it started a discussion and I love that. And so, I don't know. I hope maybe we can get something going there with snake, like we're doing with snake oil.
Yeah.
And
we love snake oil. Really cool, we love snake oil.
The thing is that this is about inspiring people. And my friend Stephanie, who loves Angela.
And we love Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. We love to hear that.
I saw her last week, and it was like, I hadn't seen her in a while. And I'm like, okay, something's different.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell what it was, but there was something about how, her physical being was different. And so finally she pointed out, hey, have you noticed, because she's been doing some exercises, and it's like, you can tell she's just got curvier in a good way, where there's some muscle there, there's something, and it's baby steps.
Good for her.
It was really cool.
That's
awesome. So,
love that. Yeah. That's so awesome. That's so inspiring to me.
That's
Isn't
it.
That inspiring to you?
That exactly. Ugh, it is to me too.
So, makes me so happy.
And that's why I love, like Snake Oil posted their latest shame video, which is, I don't know if you've had
I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. It's on the to-do list.
It's a lap dance. It is hilarious.
Oh my God.
I think it could, I honestly think he could have gone a little further. I personally would have made it really uncomfortable if I was doing the lap dance myself.
But then that's you. Okay.
So I kind of roundabout it into this. Sean and actually our friends Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks.
Love those guys. Thanks you guys.
They are
guys.
Part of the Wicked Radio Network and Snake Oil Comics, and they asked if we would be part of their radio network, their podcast network.
We're so honored to be asked.
Yeah, because I've been actually looking, and the thing is I've been looking for health and wellness ones, and I really can't find any.
Oh.
And so Wicked would like to expand their podcast network to some other types of podcasts.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, that's some awesome company there. I think we'd love to be. So if you're good with
sure,
it,
I'm
going to get the information. So hopefully we
can
be part
you're
of
in
it.
Charge of that side of the okay, podcast. Cool. I trust your opinion
Thank
and
you.
I like these guys. So sure. I mean,
So Sean on his podcast, the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, which is also a pop culture podcast. And they talk about all things pop culture and I enjoy it immensely. Sean has does his spot. How's my diet?
That's the guy that does America's favorite spot.
So, we've talked about it several times because it's a great accountability. Every week, he hands over the here, this is where I'm at, to his, whoever the co-host is it, whether it's his wife or Ian. And they talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But besides that, a couple months ago, he started going to the gym. Right.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. And
and does he like it?
It seems like he's enjoying it.
Then great. Then I couldn't be happier
steps,
for him. Good.
Baby steps going in. Now, he's got a situation that he's talked about, and it's something that applies to me as well.
Okay.
He has some crazy hours.
Right.
He's got this shift that ends really late, and it sounds like he enjoys it because he gets to go to the gym later at night when there's nobody there.
Right.
And when you're first going to the gym for the first time, it isn't the easiest thing, especially when you walk in and it's the hardcore crowd in there,
People that look like they've lived there for the last 5 years.
Exactly. And you're going over to the little 10 pound dumbbells, which,
and you're not sure if you're doing the right thing in the right order.
Exactly. And just so you know, I don't think I rarely get above the 10 pounder in your class.
Never. Yeah. Well, I mean, just on chest press. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple things, but I mean, you know, that's kind of a rare thing. So I'm right there with you, Sean, on the 10 pounders.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so he'll go in, you know, so he has this late shift. So he's already had dinner.
Yeah.
And I have this too, where like, you know, I've already had dinner.
Right.
I go and I, you know, and he goes to the gym and he gets home and, you know, I don't know how much longer he's up before he goes to bed or whatever it is, but he's hungry because he's just worked out.
Right.
And he's sitting there going, okay, what's, you know, you grab something easy, which is generally not the best thing.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like, it's so hard to make healthy choices fast.
Especially late at night when all the bad stuff's kicking in.
Yeah,
you're tired, you're fatigued, your willpower's at its lowest because you've already used a lot of it up.
Yep.
For me, it would be like I go to the studio.
Right.
I play.
Right.
You know, I record, I come back, and I'm going to go to bed, but I'm hungry.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be lying in bed going, I'm so hungry.
Right.
Okay, so what can I do? Right. What can someone like Sean do to ease that hunger, but not screw up our whole deal?
Right. Right. Good question.
So that's my question.
Good question. So there's no easy answer to that because, first of all, as we've discussed, numerous times is going to be different for different people. And then even it'll be different and change within yourself. So like you'll have to try some different ideas that we'll talk about. And if none of these work, continue trying different things. And then you'll find something that works. And then sure enough, like a year later or 6 months later or 3 years later, it's like all of a sudden it won't be working anymore. And then you have to kind of do it again because there's no like, this is going to work. And I mean, my diet has changed so much with different things because different times, how much activity, where am I at, what time of the month it is, what, you know, what is it winter, is it spring, is it fall?
There's
so many factors. So there's no right answer. But here's a few ideas. First of all, this is a tough situation for someone who works those types of hours to have a healthy eating rhythm. It's just the what is. Like, ideally, and having that kind of a job is just the what is too. So we have to work around that. But ideally, we don't need to eat right before we go to bed because when we eat something right before we go to bed, then the body's going to be busy digesting. And it's not going to be able to spend as much energy doing the necessary repairs to get ready for the morning. So your rest can be very affected. And
if you eat right before
you go to bed. So in a perfect world, you know, and again, this is going to apply, you know, all of these tweaks that we talk about are for people, if you're having a problem or you're having unwanted symptom or behavior or you're wanting to shift into something else, losing weight, getting healthier, feeling better, having more energy, whatever that health shift is for you. Ideally, you know, some of these tweaks, the tweak of rhythm is, you know, ideally we are on circadian rhythms are that we get up with the sun and go down with the sun, basically. That's ideal. Okay, so we're not talking about that, but I just mentioned that because our metabolism is absolutely at its highest at between noon and 1:30. So that's why in a perfect world, we have a nice, slow, relaxed, big lunch, light snack in the afternoon, light dinner, nothing to eat, go to bed. Okay, so that's not a situation that we're in. But that said, so we're already working with something that's less than ideal. The fact that you're so jazzed up right before you go to bed, right? So to a certain extent, we're working against the natural rhythms of the body to do it that way. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's just you need to know that going into it. Like you're saying that you don't want to mess up all the good you've done all day. But you have to also understand that you're really asking a lot of your body to get fired up right before you're supposed to go to sleep. Whether it's recording in the studio, whether it's doing a workout, whether it's being on, you know, like I find for myself, I don't sleep as well when I watch a lot of TV or I'm on the computer real late at night because theoretically, before we go to bed, we have an hour or two of down time, relaxation time, things that bring us into a good night's sleep. We tend to talk a lot about food and exercise and how to eat and those types of things. But, you know, a really important part of being healthy and increasing metabolism and increasing lean body mass is to have high quality sleep. So that said, that's just something to consider. So, and if that's the only time that you can go to work out and that's the time that makes you feel good about working out, then I say continue on. Absolutely. And if that's the only time you can go to the studio and it makes you happy to go to the studio, then of course, absolutely carry on. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that that's already kind of setting you up for not a perfect night's sleep.
We're in a tough spot already.
We're in a tough spot. Yeah. And guess what? Life is tough. Yeah. Life is challenging. This is us navigating it and this is us trying it. So what I would suggest trying first, and if it was me, what I would try first is ideally after a workout for me, I have a blend of protein, a slow carb, and a little bit of fat. That would be a perfect, that way I have protein to rebuild. I have a slow carb to also replenish so I don't have the sugar cravings later. And then I have a little fat to feel satisfied, and fat's just awesome anyway. So
example of a slow carb.
So a slow carb would be like
almonds?
No, almonds are more protein and fat, but a slow carb would be like a sweet potato, a yam, brown rice, whole grain bread would be somewhat, lentils, some of the fruits that aren't super sweet, like berries would be a little bit more, like a protein shake with berries would be right? Slow carbohydrates are basically carbohydrates that your body takes in and then they're not, it takes longer to break it down. So the sugar release into your bloodstream takes longer.
Okay.
So like when you eat a donut, it's a fast carb. It's a highly processed carb. So a slow carb is any type of carbohydrate that's, and this is where it gets really tricky because these carbohydrates, the slow carbs are, you have to have bought them and prepared them and they're very rarely quick and easy. So that would be my ideal thing after a workout. But here's the thing. If that workout is going right before you go to bed, there's a part of me that the protein is going to take the longest to digest.
I'm assuming, like most people, if like, you know, even there's still a couple hours before bedtime's happening.
Right.
I'm assuming that there's time for processing.
Okay. Then I would say a combination of a slow carb, protein, and fat. And if you're really looking for something that's quick and easy, then I would say a protein shake.
A protein shake. Yeah.
Because
it seems to make sense to me because your body's saying, hey, I need some fuel.
And the other thing about the protein shake is, first of all, you can make it up ahead of time. Rob and I get a bunch of little containers and we measure out 2 scoops of our favorite protein, which is Sun Warrior protein, the traditional rice. He does 2 tablespoons of barley, which is another Sun Warrior product. And the barley is a perfect example of a slow carb. It's really interesting, side note, that barley was something they used to feed the Roman soldiers before they'd go on these long hikes and long treks.
Huh.
Because it's such a long, sustainable carbohydrate. It's like a slow release.
Okay.
You know, so Sun Warrior has a protein powder and a barley. So that's what, I mean, there's a million ways to do a shake. So this is just what I use and I've tried different ones and seems to be working for me for now. Who knows? 2 scoops of the protein, 2 scoops of the, or 2 tablespoons of the barley. And then like you could add some superfood. So you could really make this, if you wanted to go bananas here, you could really make that super nutritious. You could add some maca. You could add some raw chocolate, although that might affect your sleep. Depends on your sensitivity to it. You could add some goji berries. You know, there's a ton of superfoods you could add in there and you just measure it all out and you have these little things in your cupboard. And then we use hemp milk. You could do, I'm not a huge fan of cow's milk. I'm not against it. It just doesn't, it's not used for a lot of people can be sensitive to it.
Yes.
And once you start mixing it in with the protein shake stuff, it doesn't really matter. Like the taste, I don't think it affects the taste that much. So we really like hemp milk. Almond milk is great. We like the unsweet. I like the unsweetened, so you're not getting extra sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could throw some frozen berries in there. You could throw a banana in there, right? Banana would be great. Potassium, you know, and you could just play around with that and see. And so that's one way that you could make a super high quality choice. And it would be very, very fast. I mean, if you have that made up, we make them up once a month. We have 30 each. And then we do, you know, we spend like a Sunday afternoon, throw on a movie or throw on a podcast and you just, you know, spend an hour making your protein shakes, throw it in your blender, you're done.
So for me, like a lot of times when, like I said, when I, let's say I've been, you know, working, it's late, I'm coming home, I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
You know, I honestly sit there and I think about it. I go, okay, can I go to sleep right now being a little bit hungry? And if I go, no, I'm going to be thinking about this, I will actually typically grab a banana.
Right.
I will grab fruit.
And how
fruit.
Does that feel when you do that?
it works.
Great.
But there's nothing, I mean, that's, I guess kind of my question is, like, I know some fruits, I mean, there's sugar in fruits.
Well, there's sugar in fruits, but there's also a lot of vitamins, minerals, fiber. It's in its natural state. Even though there's sugar in fruit, and banana is going to be a higher sugar fruit than some other fruits, but
that's funny because it doesn't seem like it.
No, I know. I know. And it depends on how ripe the banana is.
Oh, that's true.
Huh? Right? I mean, that changes the glycemic index a lot, like how fast your body takes it in. But I think fruit has gotten a bad rap. I think some people don't do well with fruit. You have a really high metabolism, and if you feel,
I love fruit.
If you feel okay doing fruit, then I would be like, keep doing fruit. I mean,
sometimes it's now. All right, here's the other.
Some
one
people
that I'll
do really well with fruit.
All right, here's another one that I've done at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Broccoli.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I love broccoli.
Yeah, now see, that sounds
broccoli.
So weird, and it's great.
And that's like, because that's the one vegetable you will typically find in my refrigerator is broccoli, because
right.
I can throw it on the steam, you know, I can, my little steam pot.
Yeah.
I just slice the thing up really quick, throw it in there, a little lemon, a little pepper, boom. And I eat that. And I go, and it satisfies me, but I don't feel weighed down.
Right.
And then I can, you know, now, well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think that's great. And that was another, so I was kind of like getting around to that, and that's perfect. I think broccoli is amazing. It's green. It's a vegetable. It's got lots of fiber, tons of minerals. I mean, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can't eat too many vegetables. I'm sorry.
Seriously, like, this is, like,
vegetables
this,
are amazing. We don't get enough vegetables. But, and the thing about that might work better at that time of the day, night, to have a strictly just a piece of fruit or just a vegetable. Vegetable is going to be lower glycemic. So if you're concerned about your blood sugar levels, a vegetable is a better choice than fruit in that situation.
Gotcha.
Just in that situation. and carbohydrates are the most easily digested foods.
Okay.
So it takes the body longer to digest protein and fat than it does to digest carbohydrates. So,
okay,
coming
so depending
from that,
on when you're going to bed.
Yeah, coming from that standpoint, right, if you're going to bed like within an hour and you can do a light, especially if it's a whole carbohydrate something. I mean, broccoli is like nothing. It's like eating air practically. I mean, it's just, there's hardly any calories or anything in it. I mean, it's except for the vitamins, minerals, and fiber, which is awesome. You know, you could saute some spinach, you could do, if that kind of thing, it appeals to you and it works, then that might be a better choice. That might be a better choice because your body would have an easier time digesting it and you may feel satisfied and be able to sleep.
Yeah. Cause I'm like,
you have a really high metabolism. So does my husband.
Yeah.
So like if we eat dinner early, which is what I love to do, and then I go to bed early, but he goes to bed an hour or two later than I do a lot of the time. And so he oftentimes has to have a snack or else he's up in the middle of the night with his stomach growling and he can't sleep through the night.
No, seriously, that happens to me. But here's like, because this is the choice sometimes.
Right.
I walk in, I look in the fridge. Oh, look, there's some chicken strips in the freezer.
Right.
I throw the chicken strips on. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, okay, I'm just eating a full protein within an hour of going to bed. Not good.
Right.
Versus, all right, the vegetable, you know, that would be the better choice in that situation.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
But you would have to, I mean, probably. And I would say if you were my client and you were like, which one should I eat? I would tell you this week I want you to eat broccoli. Next week I want you to eat the chicken strips. I want you to tell me how you felt sleeping.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, too.
You know what I mean? Like,
see what
it feels.
See what sticks. Like,
because you're going to be different than it. So
than
I'll tell you.
Else.
Yeah. So Rob's go-to is peanut butter on toast. That's what he has. Am I too far away? Too close? So he has peanut butter on toast. That's what works for him. There's
okay,
a little
so now
fat,
that was the other
there's
one.
There's a little
I was...
protein. There's and he loves. He's a. I'm sorry. He's a bread guy. He
I
loves
do that.
His bread. We get the. I get him the organic whole grain
ooh,
bread.
Ooh, I have an idea. How about like some avocado on like some good wheat bread?
Totally.
I mean, avocado bread is delicious.
Avocado bread is delicious. Totally.
I haven't even thought about that.
Now. There's so many. This is
okay.
this is such a great conversation because there's so many.
Because we're talking about snacking, honestly.
We're talking about snacking
and healthy snacking.
You know,
yeah.
if you're sensitive to gluten, then avocado toast is not going to be a great choice for you.
Okay, but we'll find out.
We'll find out exactly.
All right.
And there's gluten free toast out there.
Oh, okay. There
you know,
have it.
And so, you know, there are a lot of people that I personally feel like the more whole the food is, the better off it you are. And so I try for whole foods for the majority of my diet. And then I have avocado toast. And then, and when I go to have the stuff that's not that's not necessarily in its whole form, like a broccoli or a banana or brown rice, or you know what I'm saying? And then but I'm not saying it's not bad. I just try to do less of that. But there is a part, there is also the part, we're not even discussing the part of the pleasure. Like, you may be like, our Pittsburgh nerd may be like, I don't like protein shakes. Then I would be like, don't have one.
Find something else.
Find something else. I mean, I love protein shakes in the morning for me because I'm off to work and I don't, I did a month of like no protein shakes, just whole foods, and did eggs every morning and had potatoes sliced up and ready to put. It was too much. It was just, I had to get up so much earlier to do it. And then it was just, I just was like, oh my God, this is taking so long for the food prep. So even if that might be healthier, which I don't, that you have to also think when we're thinking about what's healthy and what's not healthy, you have to counter in the idea of having pleasure, the idea of, is this working for my lifestyle? Yeah. Like, sometimes we're being called when we have a health issue or a symptom or an unwanted something where we maybe need to do an alteration in our diet, but sometimes we need to do the alteration in our lifestyle. But sometimes the lifestyle is what it is, and we need to be able to eat and function within the lifestyle that we have.
Because one thing that you started with in the beginning that I think really applies to these situations is that idea of rhythm.
Right.
Is that let's say you do have a schedule that's not quite quote unquote normal.
Right.
Well, then establish a rhythm within that schedule.
Right.
And as best you can.
Right.
Because that's the one thing we have kind of learned in this podcast is that our bodies do, you know, adjust. They kind of like to be in a pattern.
Right.
You know, and they work better that way.
Right.
And so that, you know, because for, I think the main point of this was, is, you know, I for myself want to, you know, I want to make good choices.
Right.
And it's so, you know, it's easy to make not so good choices.
Oh,
and
I just want to make better ones. Right.
And I come from a place where, I mean, there are people out there that walk in, you know, that walk into somebody's house, can open up all the cupboards. I see nothing. They see a 4-course meal somehow. And I'm like, I don't know where you found that. How did we just go to India and now we have an Indian 4-course meal?
Right, right.
I opened the cupboards and I saw nothing in the house.
You and Rob.
Seriously.
You and Rob. Yes. And there's nothing to eat.
Yeah. And there's all this, you know, and so that's like, that's where I want to learn how I can go, okay, this is something I can do. This is something quick. This is healthy. This is a better choice than doing the quickie, you know, grab the chicken strips out of the freezer, grab the, you know, the whatever it is. But
well, and the other, you know, I talked about this. I haven't written this lately, but I wrote a blog on this a long time ago. And it was talking about, like, people were like, what do we have to snack on in the afternoon? Like, it's so hard to find a healthy snack because if you are on a quote unquote normal schedule, you have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Sometimes there can be 6 or 7 hours between lunch and dinner and you need an afternoon snack.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
Yeah.
You know, what's easy, what's healthy, whatever. You know, one of my ideas was when you have your lunch, your healthy lunch, like let's say you have made your lunch and it's brown rice, chicken, and some broccoli, make a little teeny bit extra. And then when you have your snack in the afternoon, have a baby, tiny piece of chicken, little bit of brown rice, little bit of broccoli, have a second lunch, have the other half. Or you could do the same thing in this situation. If this, you know, if you're working out, it's a little different to being in the studio.
Yeah, coming from the
versus
gym
versus going from the gym,
yeah, totally
and depends
different.
On people's metabolism. But let's say that you try the avocado toast, and you're like, yeah, well, okay, all I want is something else to eat because I'm starving,
or this tastes like crap,
or this tastes like right. You might need and you're going to be up for a couple hours. You may need to add some protein to it. Like you may need to balance. You're going to have to play around with the macronutrient balance and see what works because you can talk to every nutritionist and health expert around, but ultimately take those suggestions in, try them, and then you are the only one that knows absolutely what's going to work best for you. I would just come at it as a point of the best way is, how are you sleeping? Like, how does it feel? And to a certain extent, people that work these graveyard shifts or swing, I think it's called swing shifts, where you work, it's tricky. It's harder. They have done studies. This is that it's harder for them to lose weight. It's easier for them to gain weight, particularly the graveyard shift, because you are so out of sync with the natural rhythms of the, and it's just the way it is. I mean, thank God we have people that are willing to do that. We need people on these things.
Yeah.
You know, we need round the clock care and you know, hospitals and
we need
and,
security
and
guards.
We need this. We need this.
We need air traffic controllers.
Can, it's a very challenging thing. And so the reason why I share that is because sometimes I think it's important for people to realize that, okay, I'm kind of already have the deck stacked against me. I'm going to be gentle on myself if I can't lose X amount of weight that I think I should be able to do because X, Y, and Z are doing it. Well, you know what? It's hard.
You know what you're,
and my teacher, Mark David, who is the founder and director of this Institute for the Psychology of Eating, he said specifically in the weight loss segment of our training, he's like, if you have someone that's working a night shift, you need to let them know that they are playing with a deck stacked against them. End of story. That's just the way it is.
My friend Stephanie, she also has some crazy hours in her job. Sometimes it's like she has to be up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And then another day, it's literally a night shift.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about that. You're already coming from a tough spot.
You are. And you don't get bummed out about it like, oh my God, I can't do anything. Like, do what you can do and then be okay with the fact and then give yourself, you know, use this information to be like, oh, well, I do have it a little harder. Okay, well, I'm going to try this and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then if you're really feeling like you need the shift, then you keep doing what you're doing and you put it out there to the universe. I need to graduate into a job that has more consistent hours so that I can be healthier. And that may or may not come about. And sometimes if you really start having health issues, the universe will take you out of that job. That has been my experience with my own job. Like when I wasn't able to change my work environment to a place where I was healthier about it, I became so unhealthy, I couldn't go to work. It's amazing how you're willing to change your work schedule when that happens. So, but I'm definitely not saying that. And definitely people can work around it. It's just good to know.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I come from pretty unhealthy stock. Like my aunts and uncles and grandparents, I mean, there's cancer and heart disease and obesity. There's all kinds of nonsense going on in my family history. I mean, my parents, my immediate, you know, their families were not healthy. And I could use that as an excuse to be a victim. Oh my God, I have these genetics. Or I can use that as a, okay, well, this could be contributing to the fact that I need to do extra self-care stuff that some people don't seem to have to do.
Yeah, that they don't have a problem with
that. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, this is the way it is. And sometimes I get upset about it. And then I'm like, okay, you can keep being upset or you can just move on and do what you got to do. Yes, okay.
I want to say thank you because, like, you just literally inspired me.
Okay, great.
I just feel, like, more awake. It was better than my coffee,
and
so
I think
thank
you. I think we should check in on that in a couple weeks, and you should try some different things and see what works because I think what works for you is going to be different than what works for our friend in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I think what works for him would be, Rob can eat that toast and peanut butter right before bed, and then he sleeps through the night. I had a dinner the other night. We ate late for some reason. I can't remember what was going on. I could not sleep. I was up every 2 hours.
It's funny. I don't ever think about food with my lack of sleep, and you're so right.
Well, that's the difference between me and Rob. Like, if I don't eat something right before bed, I sleep so much better. If he doesn't have the peanut butter and toast and if we have a later dinner, he doesn't need that. But if we've had dinner at 5, he's going to bed at 11. He needs to have a snack or else he can't sleep. Yeah. So it's the difference between me and him.
Yeah.
You know, that's what works for him. And I was just really, I could not believe, I felt hungover. It was crazy. But I'm particularly sensitive.
Yeah.
And that's something that manifests that way for me. It may not be that way for other people.
All right.
So it's all about, that's what we're talking about, people. We're talking about, that's the perfect segue into what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
So topic number 2 is talking about spring cleaning. So I'm going to just give you a little story. I wrote this up in a blog. I haven't named it yet. Have I named it? I think I'm going to call it spring cleaning. Okay. So I just want to share with you guys that are listening that don't live here in Ketchum. That up here in Ketchum, Idaho, Sun Valley area, Haley, Idaho, we're a little bit crazy about health. We're just a little overboard about exercise, health, being thin, being fit. And we have this new thing that now it seems like everybody's doing it, and it's called cleansing in the springtime. So right now, I swear to God, there are hundreds of people in Ketchum that are on a liver cleanse.
But why now?
Okay, well, first of all, And I just want to, we're going to talk about this from an eating,
it just makes no sense to me.
Dynamic eating psychology standpoint and the mind-body connection here. But spring is the time of renewal, a time of new beginnings. It is
a
time.
I know,
so
but...
we're letting, so winter is kind of a time of hunkering down, of going into hibernation, reflection.
Allowing yourself to go a little bit because you get to wear baggy clothes and puffy
that,
coats.
That too. I mean, it's like we're kind of pulled in. Spring is a time, even in nature, where things are starting to come out. It's a new beginning for everything. It is a time where, you know, spring rainstorms, and it is a time where on like in a natural format, cleansing is something that's helpful. We kind of get called, we're kind of coming out of our cocoons, right? Okay. So if you study Ayurvedic or you're into cleansing or whatever, one of the major organs of the body that has to do a lot of the detoxing, as we've talked about, is the liver. It's only one of the organs. So liver cleansing is popular in the spring. It's also popular in the spring because you don't want to ask your body to do a lot of cleansing when it's really cold, because when it's really cold, your body's already working so hard to keep you warm.
Okay.
To keep you alive.
Okay,
right.
That, yeah.
So if you lived,
what, we're not cavemen. I mean, come on.
No, but even
modern
like
conveniences.
Modern conveniences, but still you have to walk from your modernly convenient warm house out to your truck.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Unless you have the garage. I mean, and still, even like just chemically, your body is, you're still in season, even if you're not. Now, if
Shorter days. Yeah.
If
blah,
you
blah,
lived
blah.
Closer
okay,
to
gotcha.
The equator
yeah,
and you
yeah,
had warm
yeah.
all the time, then it wouldn't be such a big deal about when you did this. You would do it whenever, because you're not going to be as affected.
I just think you'd want to do this whenever you felt like you needed to do it.
Well, and, you know, as we shared with my liver flushing experience, and liver flush is a little different than a liver cleanse, but I did it throughout an entire year because I was in so much pain and it was helping me so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in spring.
You can
hear our bias a little bit that we're, and I just want to say up front, I think cleansing is awesome. I think it can be a really, really helpful tool. I think it can be a really helpful tool.
Hey, whatever reboots your soul and your spirit and your energy.
Bet. Yep. So I had a conversation the other day with one of my friends who is doing this liver cleanse, and she is like, and basically this liver cleanse that a lot of the people are on is eating vegan, cutting out coffee, cutting out sugar, and eating vegan. I don't know if they're doing any supplementation, but oftentimes people will do a supplementation with herbs, and then once in a while they'll throw down a juice day where they don't eat anything, they just juice.
Yeah, I know Neil does that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it works really well for him.
He's got the juice throwdown.
Right, there you go. And there are people, anyway, so she's talking to me about this, and she hasn't done one in like 25 years. Like, she just isn't one of those normal, like, some people just do it all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And some people do it all the time, and it's kind of cleansing.
It's like
a
monthly thing.
Yeah. Cleansing is code word for diet. I'm going to control my weight and I'm going to. You know, it can be out of balance, like everything else.
I used to use that for a hangover.
Yeah.
That was my cleanse day because I couldn't hold down solid food.
Yeah, you chose it. Okay. So she's having these, and she says to me, she's 2.5 weeks in, she's quit coffee, she's quit sugar, she's been vegan for 2.5 weeks.
Quitting coffee.
She feels amazing.
Yeah.
She feels amazing. She feels unbelievably amazing. She has more energy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she couldn't say enough about how great she feels, which was really awesome. I was super excited for her. And then, of course, my gut knee-jerk reaction as Angela, who wants to try everything and do everything, blah, 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 I was like, I need to do this. Oh my gosh, I totally need to, you know, have these results.
Oh, because you want them to? Well, why not?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know, blah,
blah,
blah. Your
friend just said, I feel amazing.
She feels amazing. So I'm like, I'm going to jump on the road too. But here's the kicker. How many times have we talked about this where I have quit sugar no less than 10 times in my career. Different ways. I have never had it be an experience like what she's having.
Yeah.
It's always a struggle. I have tried so many different things.
It's a nightmare.
So as soon as I was thinking that, I was like, okay, Angela, cool your jets. This is not for you right now. And then I spent some time thinking about it, and I was thinking, okay, what is it how do I relate this to the psychology of eating? You know, I apply this to myself all the time. I'm like, okay, what would I say to myself if I was coaching myself? And this is what I would say. I would say, you know what? Let's take your friend for an example. She has done tons of work in her spiritual, emotional, and mental life. She's a huge meditator. She's been meditating for years. She has a solid meditation
practice.
Thank you. She does yoga. Thank you, Hanno. She's done yoga for years and years and years. She has a steady yoga practice. She's done crazy, like, new age techniques. Like, she one time hired this really crazy feng shui guy and did some work with him and feng shui'd everything. She's done all kinds of spiritual retreats. And so my point is that she's done all kinds of work in all these other areas.
Besides diet.
And then it obviously the universe was calling her to do this particular thing. And when she stepped in to do it, it wasn't a struggle. So here's the point. The point is spring cleaning, spring cleansing. If you're feeling guilty that you're not doing a cleanse and you need to do whatever, but you're dreading it. You're like, oh my God, this is going to be such a struggle. Or you're like me, you've tried it and it is a struggle. Yeah. When I do these crazy things and it's such a struggle for so many days in a row, like it's normal to have a few days of like detoxing, but for me, it goes on and on. That's putting my body in the stress response.
Yeah, because it's like,
yeah. So it's like, yeah, like we talk about, you know, like it's releasing. So it basically, so my point of the whole blog and the point of the second part of this podcast is, if you're trying to force yourself into a food change, force yourself into a cleanse, force yourself into, I'm going to quit sugar and I'm going to do it now because this is so bad for you and blah, 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 blah. And it's coming from a place of bullying and force and stress and it stays that way, then my suggestion to you is, why don't you pick up the donut, have a few bites, and then ask in your meditation practice or your quiet time or when you're taking your dog for a walk, where's another area that I could possibly work? For example, spring cleaning. You could, instead of going on a liver cleanse, you could cleanse your closets. Go through your closets. Get rid of anything you're not wearing. You could do a major spring clean on your house. Cleaning your house can change the energy around it. You could do, if you're go, 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 you could commit to napping every day for 20 minutes. You could commit to, there's this really cool yoga pose called Viparita Karani. And it's basically you lay down on the floor and you put your legs up the wall.
Oh, okay.
And it's super restorative. It changes the flow of your blood flow against gravity. It's really helpful for your thyroid. You could commit to doing something like that. So what I'm trying to say is I believe that sometimes when we feel like we're having an unwanted behavior like binge eating, overeating, we need to lose weight, we're eating too much sugar, rather than coming head on the symptom, stop eating sugar, sometimes you need to backdoor it and do all kinds of other things. Like, one of the things that I deal with since I've been sober is I go through periods where I watch too much TV. I love TV.
I don't feel,
I know it's gross.
There's too much TV. Come on.
I know. Well, I feel kind of yucky and then I'll be like, I don't have time to this. And I'm like, Angela, you have time. You just spent 3 hours watching TV. Like, you obviously have time, right? So here's the thing. I've done full on assaults on the watching TV. I'm, you know, these vows, I'm done a challenge, I'm not gonna do this, blah, blah, blah. It always causes me more anxiety and I either manage to do it and as soon as I quit, like the month or the week or whatever's up, I go right back to it. Or I don't even make it to the end and I just do it. So the way that I've gone around the back door with this is I'm like, okay, what am I getting from watching TV that I need so badly? Like, what is the benefit? Like, what,
motive.
What's happening? Yeah, what's the motive? What's the motive? So for me, it's a time, it's kind of like I don't remember to rest. And by the time I remember to rest, I'm still so wound up that I still want something stimulating. Like, sometimes we actually reach for more of what we don't need. Like, for example, if you're in a state of anxiety, sometimes people will reach for more coffee, which is going to create more anxiety, or reach for more sugar. Sometimes if we're feeling really stuck and low energy, we're going to reach for something that's, you know, high fat and going to make us feel even more stuck and low energy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we do that. We reach for what, as an alcoholic, you reach for more alcohol, even though it's clearly not serving
it's
you.
It's going to hurt you.
So I'm like, okay, so what is it? So I'm getting more stimulation to keep myself up. I'm also getting a chance to check out a little bit. I'm a person that's, it's hard for me to be present all the time. I mean, I used to be a big drinker, for God's sakes. Of course I don't like being present all the time, you know, super on, super whatever. So, and sometimes I get so tired, I forget to put fun things in. I'm just so busy working, doing things that I like, but that are good for me.
Yeah.
And I need to, so I've slowly started being like, okay, what are some other things that I can do that will give me what I'm getting from watching TV? And can I add those into my life? Doing more fun things, stopping work a little bit earlier. And sure enough, watching less TV, no struggle involved, still watching it sometimes. Same thing with sugar. Since I've stopped putting myself through this ringer of I'm going to quit sugar. I'm just going to, when I have it, I'm going to be responsible about it. Eat it with a meal like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overdo it all day long. That's not my snack. My snack is, something that has some sort of real food in it. Sure enough, I'm not eating that much sugar. Once in a while, I'll do, like Easter was a little bit of a disaster, but it's not this problem because because I've stopped fighting it. Anyway, so
That's funny.
That's the spring cleaning piece of this whole thing.
Because when you said cleaning out the closet, I was thinking there's other closets to clean out too, like the skeletons in the closet. You know
right,
what I mean?
Like totally.
Like sometimes we have something that's that. Whatever it is, a resentment, unfinished business,
totally.
Personal relationship, we talk about this a lot where, if your cleanse isn't going to really do what it's going to do, if the other parts of your life, if you're not ready for it, if you're
right.
not open for it,
right.
it'd be like this. Okay. We're moving in 2 weeks. I'm starting a new job. Hey, I'm going to do a cleanse.
I'm going to do a cleanse because I'm really stressed out and I'm sure it'll make my body feel better.
Yeah. Well,
and
you're in the middle of, you're about to move and you're about to do a new job. Maybe doing a cleanse is not the best time right now.
Right.
Maybe after that gets done for,
And if you're a person that's saying, I should do a cleanse. Oh my God. That sounds awful. I'm going to tell you to do something else. Try something else. Do something else. And you're absolutely right. I mean, that's, we oftentimes, when it comes to health and wellness, we think in the physical realm only. We think to be healthy, to get healthier, to lose weight, I am going to change what I eat and change how I move. And those two things can be very powerful. But there's a lot of other things that affect how we feel about our bodies, how our bodies look, and how much weight we actually weigh. Those things can be, like you talked about, relationships. Are you, carrying a resentment? Resentments can be very heavy on the soul, on the body. That can manifest in actual weight. Is there a conversation that you need to have with someone? You need to be honest.
The dreaded
conversation with a family member, with a significant other, with yourself. Do you need to just something not working and you've been unable to look at it? I mean, I think believing in a power greater than yourself can be a very powerful realm to work in. Like if you don't have to believe in God, but some sort of something, even if it's a higher self with, outside of your ego, can you get more connected with that?
And that's the point of that is to lessen the ego.
Right.
Whatever it takes to do that.
Because, and the whole point of doing that is to be lighter in body, mind, and spirit. Body, mind, and spirit. Like this.
Because sometimes I think I'm pretty damn important.
Totally. I am all.
Hey, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, that little thing like.
Don't you know who I am?
I may not be much, but I'm all I ever think about. I mean, we all deal with this stuff. So sometimes cleaning up. Like my friend's having this great experience with this cleanse. That's not what's in the cards for me right now.
Yeah.
I've got other areas in my life.
I like how you saw that where it's like, well, look at the foundation behind this awesome feeling.
Right.
Much more.
Right. She's done so much because she was a little bit like, I can't believe I've never done this before. And I was like, well, that is interesting that you've never done it. But then when I was thinking about it later, I was like, yeah, but look at everything else that I believe has been a huge contributor to your success with this.
Yeah.
This happened to be the change that the shift, she had a major shift, but if she would have done this cleanse 2 years ago before she did some of the other stuff she's done in the last 2 years, who knows if this would be her experience.
May have been different.
And that's that's another thing. Like, if you are someone that's like, well, I just did this cleanse and I really didn't feel even that much better. Well, maybe these other things are affecting you. I mean, this is the psychology of eating. This is the whole point of this science and this new exciting, frontier is, talking about how these other things manifest.
It's not just what we eat, it's why we eat.
And when we eat and who we are as the eater. Are we a person that's coming into this meal still so mad at our parents for, these three things that you did to me when I was a kid? Are you in a state of unforgiveness there? Or are you someone who is in a job that you absolutely hate? What are you doing to elevate yourself within that job so you can let that go and move on? Or you live in a place that you want to live somewhere else, but you're too afraid. You don't know how to do it. It'll be too hard. I mean, who knows? There's so many things. We're so complicated. It's so interesting to me though.
I had one this week, speaking of spring cleaning. And this has to do with the physical realm, my surroundings. So I was my general manager. He's got his own spiritual practice.
Yeah,
let's just say. here's a guy. Here's a guy that in the late 60s was like, you're going to be drafted and you're going to Vietnam. And he said, screw that, I'm out of here. I'm on the road. And he basically went and traveled the world with a surfboard and went and surfed and spent time in the East and searched. And so he picked up stuff all over. And so I love having a talk with him because he's always got something. And so it had to do with spring cleaning and the idea that, with your Zen, your space. And so when you're cleaning, you look at the thing and you go, does this bring me pleasure?
Oh.
And so here's...
Yeah, oh, right. And yeah. Okay,
so
got
this
it,
is
got
my
it.
Thought process. I walk into the... and I kind of relate this to food in some ways, too. It's like, I walk into the garage and I look at this stuff and I go, do I need this?
Right.
Not, does this bring me pleasure?
Right. Interesting.
Now, I walk in there and I go, okay, there's this pile of 2x4s and old building material sitting in there. Next to it is all my, musical equipment and all that stuff. I look at the building materials and I might need this. This might, I don't want to have to go buy this again.
Right.
Does it bring me pleasure? No. Zero. Zip.
So what? So are you keeping it?
Well, no, that's what I'm this weekend, starting today, as I go around and do a little bit of my baby steps.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this thing and go, does this bring me pleasure? And I'm going to say, it's going to be interesting because there's a lot of stuff around that doesn't bring me any pleasure.
Right.
It's taking up space because I think I might need it because I am a bit of a clutter whore,
right.
And it's like, so because we were talking about this with the food today, it's like, does this bring me any pleasure?
Right.
Do I get enjoyment out of this?
Right.
And it's like, and I want to start thinking in those terms.
I like it.
In my life more often.
Right.
Because that changes stuff right off the bat.
Right.
I mean, if you're sitting on the fence, if you're waffling, this is an obligation. This is a commitment. And I was just talking, somebody else about this week is like, but does it bring me any pleasure? No. Okay. Well then stop doing it.
Like it.
Own up to it, because I think that's a lot of the reasons where I sometimes think I need to now cleanse.
Right.
Is because I'm carrying around a bunch of burden about stuff that I feel like I need to do or I'm committed to do or I have to do.
Right.
Versus just like, do I want it? That's why I love the Snake Oil Comic guys, because they're combining fun.
Right. I do too. I think
pleasure.
That's great.
With what they do. This is why I like to go show up early in the morning and work out with you. Is because we actually have fun.
Right.
And when, if it was just a commitment or something like that, then I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I mean, I would still do it because I feel like I know I feel better.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I just like this concept. I literally ended my work day with that. I was walking out the door and we had this conversation. And I'm just like, okay, this weekend, I'm going to think in terms of, does this bring me any pleasure?
Yeah. Because the clutter in your house can bring clutter to your mind. That's definitely true. And some different people are more sensitive to it, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And the more pleasure I have in my life, it's a cascading effect. Yep. It's the snowball rolling.
Then you feel good. Then you want to make healthier choices.
Exactly.
Like we choose, we gravitate towards
those choices word right there.
We gravitate towards things that support us in a more loving, helpful, healthy way. If we're taking loving, healthy care of ourselves already.
If I'm setting myself up for it.
But if we're like, oh,
yeah,
I'm terrible. I'm gonna make myself do this cleanse and then everything will feel better. Well, maybe you'll be able to stick with it. Maybe you won't. And then you'll feel even worse. Maybe you'll stick with it and you won't have the results you want. You know, there's other things involved. And I love the idea of cleansing the house. I think it's great. I just did a major spring clean at the Rob and I did it at the gym and at our house. Got a ladder. Oh my God.
The gym looks fantastic.
I know. Just full on the fans, he repainted things, you know, just in the corners, you know, that kind of cleaning. It feels different.
Yeah. And it's one of those things.
It feels different. Actually, it's awesome.
This is one of those
things.
It's
scary how many spider webs were on our ceiling beams. Oh my God.
And isn't that like those little things like that to me are a lot like also fitness and health and stuff and tying in with baby steps is like, I will sit there and not do a lot. Like as far as my physical environment, I'll pick up a room. I'll do a little vacuum. I'll do whatever it is. You know, I'll do some stuff. And while I'm doing it, I don't see much, right?
Right.
Then I go away, you know, like whatever, I go to work. I come back at the end of the day and all of a sudden I walk in the house and I see it differently. I go, oh, wow, I actually did something.
Yeah.
Wow, I can actually tell the difference.
Yeah.
And it didn't take much. And
no.
The same thing with you know, how I eat, you know, my physical activity, that's the same way. You do a little bit, you don't necessarily see the results right then, but you know, over time, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, okay, something's different.
Yeah.
You know,
and I love the way that you're talking about you're doing a little bit at a time. You know, my gal, Marianne Williamson, who I love, she talks about that a little bit. Like we have different processes of ways we do things. And sometimes people just need to do a little bit and then go do something else and then come back and do a little more and then go do something else and then circle back around. Like some people can, for example, with the example of cleaning the room, they see this room that needs to be done and it's just like, it's so overwhelming. They can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't
do
anything.
They see it all at once. Yeah. And then they do nothing.
And that's exactly how
that's
I am.
Me.
I tend to just so like I got really overwhelmed with having to clean up some things at my house the other day. And I was just so tired from some of the stuff I've been doing. And I was like, you know what? Just do these two things and then go sit on the couch and read, you know, do a Facebook 20 minutes. And then I got bored with Facebook. So I was like, okay, just do that next thing.
Yeah.
Before dinner. And then just finished. And then I ended up finishing the rest of it the next day.
Yeah.
And Rob came home and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, he's like, what are these pans doing down on the counter? I'm like, well, I needed them and I just couldn't put them away. And he's like, I'll put them away for you. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I mean, it was perfect. So I could either just be stuck and feel bad that I didn't get it all cleaned up, or I could just be like, okay, I'm going to do one little thing at a time. And I kind of know that's how I operate.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
All right.
Okay, we're tying it up.
Yeah, because you need
spring
to be
cleaning,
somewhere soon.
Once again, guys, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I just really want to say thank
question.
You. And I think in the feedback and it's cool. You know, like it was really neat. You know, Sean said that. You know, I think your show can help me a lot. You know,
I love that.
I really appreciated that because you know we. You know, I know we're doing this just because it's something we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know. I don't care. I don't know how many people are listening. I don't care. But the feedback is the
I know
best.
The feedback's so great. Sean, we're your cheerleaders.
Yeah.
We're your cheerleading, supporting you, loving you.
He's got great support on Facebook. He posted a selfie of himself just before working out. And everyone that was just chiming in.
That's cool.
Really,
I love that.
To me, yeah. It's what feels really good. It's if you and I did this and inspired one person
this week, totally.
It's so worth it.
It is.
And so
I just want
to say thank you for your feedback back to us because it makes it even more worth
it. And
so.
We love you guys that are listening. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me at goingtoangelas.com. If you liked this, you can read a little bit more on the blog that's called Spring Cleaning.
Blogs,
I have a lot. I write one every week.
Yeah.
I know.
So there's a lot of info on there.
And then I'm at Angela's Gym on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can find Henno at El Heno on Twitter.
I'm at Ida Heno on the Twitters.
El Heno, I love it.
And Facebook. And look at that. There's our outro music.
Yes. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good, awesome, inspired week.
Ciao.
Spring clean, people.
I don't even need to edit. I'm just going to, like, right here, while this music, I just need to raise the volume a little bit so it drowns me out slowly.